Hello everyone, Daria here, and welcome to episode number 4 of the Slow Russian Language Podcast. Since we already had a small text about Santa dedicated to the Catholic Christmas, now we're going to have another text dedicated to kind of a Russian version of Santa. It's Father Frost, or in Russian it's Ded Moroz. But before we go right there, I'd like to thank you very much for your letters. Thank you, guys. Really, I was so happy to receive them. And also, some people asked me to give more examples for the new words. So today, we're going to try this, and I'm going to give you more sentences using new words. So it'll be easier for you to remember them. And also, some of you were complaining about me being too fast, too quick. I'm sorry, guys. The podcast is called Slow Russian. Really, I'm so sorry. So today I'm going to read it slower. Okay, now let's get started. Дед Мороз. В каждой стране есть свой добрый волшебник, который приносит детям подарки в новогоднюю ночь. В России его зовут Дед Мороз. Как он выглядит? У Дедушки Мороза длинная седая борода до пояса и красные от холода щеки. Он носит длинную теплую шубу синего, красного или белого цвета. На голове у него боярская шапка. В руках он носит волшебный посох. Живет Дед Мороз в лесу, в деревянном доме. Но живет он не один, а со своей внучкой, Снегурочкой. Она одета в белую или синюю шубку. Вместе они разносят детишкам подарки. Помогают им маленькие лесные звери, зайцы и белки. Кроме того, Дед Мороз укрывает деревья снегом, чтобы им не было слишком холодно. В Новый год Дед Мороз ждет, когда все лягут спать, и оставляет подарки под новогодней елкой. Рано утром дети первым делом бегут проверить, что же принес им дедушка. Okay, that was it for the text. I hope it was slow enough for you. It was so slow, oh my goodness. Okay, now let's try to translate it. Дед Мороз. In official version, it's Father Frost, but actually it's translated as Grandpa Frost. We already mentioned the word Дед before in the text about Santa. Дед is a short and less nice version of дедушка. Дед, дедушка, meaning old man or grandpa. В каждой стране есть свой добрый волшебник. Every country has its own kind wizard. Here we see the adjective добрый. It means nice and kind. And for those who want more examples, let's find some. Добрый человек. Мой папа очень добрый. My dad is very kind. Она такая добрая, она всем помогает. She's so kind, she helps everyone. Now we see the word волшебник. Wizard, we already talked about it in Santa episode, so we're going on here.
Который приносит детям подарки в новогоднюю ночь.
who brings presents for kids in New Year's night. Here we see the adjective новогоднюю, новогодняя ночь. It comes from the New Year, Новый год, новогодняя. It's very common and is used very often, so let's find some examples. У меня наконец-то появилось новогоднее настроение. I finally have a New Year mood. Oh, you will hear it everywhere starting in November, probably. Everyone is talking about новогоднее настроение, New Year mood. Another example. Вы пойдете на новогоднюю вечеринку? Are you going to the New Year party? And of course, новогодняя ночь, meaning the night between December 31 and January 1st. So we're going on. В России его зовут Дед Мороз. In Russia, his name is Father Frost. Как он выглядит? How does he look like? Here we see the verb выглядеть. It means the appearance of someone. For example, ты сегодня отлично выглядишь. You look great today. Она сегодня так плохо выглядит. She looks so bad today. Well, maybe she didn't sleep good. Okay, we're going on. У Дедушки Мороза длинная седая борода до пояса. Grandpa Frost has a long gray beard down to his waist. Дедушка Мороз. So you see, again, this word, дедушка. It's a very nice word because he's a nice wizard. Дедушка Мороз. So he has long beard, long gray beard. Длинная седая борода. Седой, седая means a gray hair. The interesting thing is, I noticed it like 10 years ago, that in Russia people, when they get older, they have kind of silver, dark gray hair. And in Europe and in America, when people get old, they are having white hair. It's really a big difference. I wonder why it is like that. If someone knows, can you please send me an email and explain? Because I'm really bothered with that question. Okay, so this long beard is до пояса. Пояс means a belt. До пояса, it means that somewhere in his belly button area. I don't know how to say it in English. I'm so sorry. Well, I hope you understand where the belt is supposed to be, so his beard is that long. I'm not sure if it's correct to say about the waist when you're talking about some man. Anyway, in Russia we don't usually say down to waist or something like that. We say до пояса. For example, with girls and their long hair, we say волосы до пояса. And also he has красные от холода щеки, red cheeks because of the cold. You know how the skin gets red when it's really chilly outside? So Grandpa Frost has those red cheeks, красные щеки.
Он носит длинную теплую шубу синего, красного или белого цвета.
He wears long warm fur coat of blue, red or white color.
Длинная теплая шуба.
Шуба means a fur coat made of some animal skin, but here it's more correctly to use the word robe because it's very long down to the floor, so it's long, warm robe,
шуба, синего, красного или белого цвета. Синий, blue, красный, red,
and белый, white. Here you see one of the main differences between Grandpa Frost and Santa. Santa is always in red, and Russian wizard
can wear blue, red, or white, or very often it's even silver color. На голове у него боярская шапка. On the head, he has boyar hat. To understand what it is, it's usually made of fur too, but to have a look, you can visit my website and look at the transcript PDF, and I'll put the picture there so you understand how that famous Russian hat looks like.
So, в руках он носит волшебный посох.
In his hands, he carries the magical staff.
Волшебный посох.
Посох is a staff. It's a long stick, which is supposed to have lots of magical powers. And in old fairy tales, he uses it in the forest to cover trees with snow to make them feel warm. So we're going on.
Живет Дед Мороз в лесу в деревянном доме.
Grandpa Frost lives in the forest in the wooden house.
Деревянный дом.
The adjective деревянный comes from the word дерево, tree. So if something is made of wood, you should call it деревянный. Let's find some examples.
Я ем деревянной ложкой.
I eat with a wooden spoon. Actually, it's so in Russian traditions to eat with wooden spoons.
Эта игрушка деревянная.
This toy is made of wood.
Но живет он не один, а со своей внучкой, Снегурочкой.
But he doesn't live alone. He lives with his granddaughter, Снегурочка.
Не один, not alone. Со своей внучкой.
The word внучка means granddaughter, and if it was a boy, we would call him внук. Внук is a grandson, and внучка is granddaughter. You know, until the last week, I used to live in such a delusion about this Снегурочка girl. I was wondering, like, for years, where the hell is Grandpa Frost's wife? Where are his children? Why does he only have granddaughter? It was such a mystery for me. And then finally I realized that it is from another fairy tale, and this girl was made of snow. So it's not a real girl. He kind of made her alive because he was feeling lonely. So now it's not that interesting. No family secrets there, just some magic. Anyway, this girl helps him and lives with him, and it's very nice and cute and pretty, and children love her.
Она одета в белую или синюю шубку.
She's dressed in white or blue fur coat. But here we see it's a little different. Not шуба, but шубка.
К-к-к.
Do you hear that? Шубка. It means that that fur coat, that robe, is smaller. This girl is small and she wears a smaller fur coat. So it's шубка. For example,
эта шубка очень красивая.
This little fur coat is so beautiful.
Or, мама, купи мне шубку.
Mom, buy me a fur coat. Okay, getting back to that icy girl.
Вместе они разносят детишкам подарки.
Together they bring presents for children. Here we see the interesting version of the word дети.
Детишки.
Детишки is a very sweet and nice word for children. Дети. For example,
я обожаю детишек.
I love children.
В доме много детишек.
There are lots of children in the house. Okay, going on.
Помогают им маленькие лесные звери. Зайцы и белки.
little forest animals help them, hares and squirrels. Лесные means that they live in forest. Well, no surprise, because Grandpa Frost lives in forest himself. So those little hares and squirrels help them to wrap the presents and to bring them to children.
Кроме того, Дед Мороз укрывает деревья снегом, чтобы им не было слишком холодно.
Besides that, Grandpa Frost covers the trees with snow, so they don't get too cold.
Укрывать деревья,
to cover the trees. I already mentioned that before, so if the tree is kind of naked, without snow, it must be freezing in the cold. So Grandpa Frost takes care of them and covers them with snow.
Укрывает снегом.
Also, it is used when you are covered with blanket.
Укрываться одеялом. Я люблю укрываться одеялом.
I like being covered with blanket.
В Новый год Дед Мороз ждет, когда все лягут спать.
New Year, Grandpa Frost waits when everyone goes to bed. Well, here it's pretty obvious. And going on.
Оставляет подарки под новогодней елкой.
He leaves presents under the New Year fir tree. Here again that adjective,
новогодний. Новогодняя елка.
It's almost the same as a European and American Christmas tree. It looks absolutely the same, but here we decorate it on New Year, not for Christmas. So it's
новогодняя елка,
New Year tree.
Рано утром дети первым делом бегут проверить, что же принес им дедушка.
Early in the morning, children first of all run to check what the Grandpa Frost brought them.
Первым делом.
It can be translated as primarily or as on the first place. The word дело itself, it has many, many, many meanings. Let me read a couple of them for you. It's from the dictionary. So, дело can be translated as work, thing, business, deal, point, cause, doing, matter, act, action, dealing, lay, portfolio, behavior, engagement, conduct, transaction, undertaking, affair, concern, deed. Oh, many, many versions. But here in this phrase, первым делом, it means that you do something before anything else. Like you wake up in the morning and drink a cup of coffee.
Первым делом я пью кофе.
First of all, I drink coffee.
Or, first you must finish your work.
Первым делом ты должен закончить работу. So here, in this sentence about children, it means that they immediately after waking up, they run and check under the tree.
Первым делом бегут проверить. Что же принес им дедушка?
What grandpa brought them? Again, that дедушка, meaning that father Frost. So, I guess that's it. Feel free to contact me on my email, slowrussian@gmail.com. And thank you very much for listening. I hope to see you in the next episode of the Slow Russian Podcast. Bye-bye!